Joining me inside the barn for a very special interview is Cynthia Flanagan, a Ford technical leader for Elastomers, and we're going to talk about soy oil rubber automotive parts. First of all, Cynthia, welcome inside the barn.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You bet. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Before we get into what we're going to talk about, the soy oil rubber automotive parts, let's get a little background on Cynthia. Where did you grow up and where did you go to school?
I grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I have a bachelor's from MIT in Massachusetts and then a PhD from Northwestern University.
So what led you into your field of choice? And if you had a moment or two, what could you say to young people who may be thinking about doing what you do for a living?
I really liked science and math, and it was just exciting to be able to work in an area where we're always looking for developing new materials and new ways to do things. And I would just recommend for all the younger folks out there to stick with math and science. It's a really exciting field, and there's a lot of opportunities to really make an impact and develop new ideas and new materials.
Now, that comes from an MIT graduate. And also, Cynthia, as far as Ford goes, what led you there? Right out of college or what?
I did an internship here right after college, and I worked in advanced manufacturing and engineering and loved the company. Saw that there's really a lot of great ideas and a lot of interesting products and different technologies to work on. And then after I finished up my PhD, I came back.
And how long have you been at Ford?
I've been at Ford for just a little over 10 years.
The green industry has really grown over the past few years, and it continues to grow in the automotive industry, doesn't it?
There's a lot of work going on in that area. Definitely a lot of people are looking for green technologies, both from the energy side as well as the material side.
And it's nice to see agriculture playing a role in that. That's kind of what leads us to our discussion today. Let's talk about soy oil rubber automotive parts. How is Ford using a soybean to make rubber more sustainable, Cynthia?
Well, we're really excited by a lot of the results we've been getting for incorporating soy oil into different rubber parts. This is in the research and development phase, but we had breakthrough for some new technical advancements, so we were excited to file a patent application on this area and found that by using soy, we could make the rubber stretch much further than if we didn't. And this really builds off of a lot of base work we did incorporating soy into polyurethane foam for seeding.
Now, what are some of the benefits you've seen so far using soy oil in rubber? Does it last longer than the traditional rubber?
Not in terms of durability, but it can stretch much further. So in terms of elongation, it is much superior, but it also has a lot of environmental benefits. There's been work comparing using the soy oil versus petroleum oil, and that work has shown that it's much more environmentally friendly. It has reduced energy usage and reduction in terms of carbon dioxide emissions.
So you're talking about the environmental benefits from the manufacturing side of the equation.
Right. I'm sorry. From looking at making the raw materials that go into making the rubber.
Now, how soon do you think we could see soy-based oil used in rubber automotive parts?
You know, we're in the research and advanced stage right now. We've made some prototype parts and have gotten excellent properties, both in terms of using the soy oil and as well as using soy fillers, which would be the meal and the flour, so the other part of the soybean.
And does Ford currently use soybeans in any other parts of its vehicles in the manufacturing process?
We do. We have been using soy foam in seeding since 2007, and we're really excited to announce this year that soy foam is being launched on the 2011 Explorer. This will be our 23rd vehicle using soy foam seats.
Well, congratulations on that. Now, is Ford also researching other ways to use soybeans?
We have, within our research and development, we're looking at all the different opportunities from using the soy hulls to using the meal, the flour, as well as the oil in the rubber parts.
And is there anything you can tell us about specifically that's on the horizon without getting into too much detail?
Well, I can just tell you that we've created some prototype parts for more underbody shield type applications, and are working in terms of prove out of the technology for a variety of different parts. And we really appreciate all the support we've gotten from the farmers through the chemical companies and the molders all the way up through our company. And we have received support through grants from the United Soybean Board.
Looking back in the history of Ford, Cynthia, has Ford ever thought about soy in the past?
Yes. In fact, Henry Ford was a huge proponent of combining the technologies from the agricultural industry and the automotive industry. And he went as far as developing a soy processing plant and even made a suit that he wore that was made out of soybeans. So we really have a long history and feel that the sustainable idea is really part of Ford's DNA.
Now, Cynthia, how is Ford's use of soybeans within the manufacturing process a benefit to America's farmers?
Well, by using them, we have right now 2 million vehicles on the road that are using soy oil in our seats. And we are, from this work, we've seen quite an expansion to other industries. So there are a lot of commercial applications now that are either investigating or using soy oil. And this provides a new opportunity for using for the soybeans for the farmers.
Besides soy oil and soy foam, what other ag products or materials has Ford been using in its vehicles?
Ford launched the use of wheat straw in the Flex material for a part there. And we have a very active research and development team that are looking at a variety of different biomaterials, everything from bioresins to natural fiber composites.
Once again, my guest is Cynthia Flanagan, Ford technical leader with Elastomers. And Cynthia, before I let you go, anything else you wanted to add that we might have missed?
Well, I really want to thank the American farmers for being so supportive, really helping us out, creating great products and that we can use in terms of end-use applications for automotive parts, and also the support from the United Soybean Board New Uses Committee for sponsoring both financially and also on the technical side, a lot of the support for moving this technology just from a lab into a vehicle.
Tell you what, kudos to everybody in the marketing department as well for using Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs to promote Ford products. He is a great spokesperson. We had him at the National FFA Convention this past October and spoke to about 50,000 young people back there. And he is a great advocate. You guys were really thinking and did your research on that.
I think it's great to get the word out. There's a lot of exciting technologies coming from Ford, great products out now, and we're really excited for the feedback and the opportunity to be here today to talk about them.
Once again, my guest, Cynthia Flanagan, Ford technical leader with Elastomers. Thanks once again, Cynthia.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much.